Good afternoon and praise the Lord. I want to thank God for this hour that He has given to us once again, that we can continue to learn the word of truth. We are in the book of John, and we want to do John 19, verses 31 to 42. And we are looking at how Jesus was able to win a number of people at the cross. We also want to discover how we got very many proofs that Jesus really died and Jesus was buried. This is the reason to why Jesus came. At one time when Jesus was speaking to the worshippers in Jerusalem, after he entered during the triumph entry in the beginning of the Passion Week, John 12, verses 32, Jesus said this, "And when I'm lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this to indicate how he was going to die. You see, Jesus looked forward for the lifting. The name lifted up from the earth is a metaphor that was saying, "And when I will be killed at the cross," this lifting up from the earth, it's to be hanged on a cross. So Jesus looked forward for this time that he shall be hanged at the cross. He knew that the hanging at the cross will be the beginning of drawing everybody to himself. This was the point of exchange. This was the point of making every negative positive. And then he said this to indicate how he was going to die. And so when we are looking at what happened when finally he was put at the cross, we can look at how many people try to put darkness into this message. Critics of Jesus do not believe that Jesus was lifted up at the cross, at the tree. Critics of Jesus get reasons to give people why they think Jesus was not put on the cross. Remember, that was what Jesus was looking forward for all the days of his life. He talked about many times, "I will die. After that day, I will resurrect." And he gave that proof more than 3-4 times. Now here, those critics will be able to give so many reasons. Allow me to give about 5 proofs that really Jesus died and he was buried. Number one, we want to go to the occasion. It was a time of the day of preparation, just before the special Sabbath. And the Jewish leaders, already they had hanged some people or some bodies at the cross, but they did not want those bodies to be there during the Sabbath. And so one of the proof is that they came and asked Pilate to have their legs broken and their bodies taken down. At one time, these Jewish leaders had already talked with Pilate before, and when Pilate wrote and said, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews," they said, "Do not write, 'He is the King of the Jews.' Write, 'He claimed to be the King of the Jews.'" Meaning, they had already agreed that Jesus was put on the cross. And so that is a good proof. So anybody saying Jesus was not the one who was put on the cross, saying that somebody else was mistaken and he looked like Jesus. Jesus was put to the cross, and they were able also to write the title or the sign, the witness. They put a sign so that you can be able to distinguish between Jesus and the two thugs, the two thieves. And so when these people talked about go break the legs, they knew that they were going to break the legs of the people they had put there. And for them, they can surely say that one of them was Jesus. Second witness, if you'd call the soldiers who are guarding the cross, or who are guarding the people, or who are going to break their legs, they came at the cross and they broke the leg of the first person, the legs. They went to break the legs of the other. But when they came to Jesus, they found that Jesus was already dead. So it's a proof. If you can ask them, it is recorded, it's known that the soldiers bear a proof that Jesus was, legs were not broken. And this is to fulfill a prophecy that was written in the scripture that none of his bones were broken. So one of the soldier, to prove that Jesus was fully dead, he took the spear and pierced him at the left. And the Bible says, that is John 19:34. Instead, one of the soldiers pierced Jesus' side with a spear, bringing a sudden flow of blood and water. Now, that's another witness. The third witness is John, the one who is writing this. He says, I'm an eyewitness. I was there. And he could say that when Jesus was there, he spoke to me. And he told me to take care of his mother. And he told the mother that I am going to be his son. And so John says that the things he has written is a proof. And so that is a proof, at least three proofs, that Jesus died at the cross. These people were warned there. Remember Jesus said when he will be lifted up upon this tree, all over the earth, he drew men to himself. So he drew all those people. He had already drawn the soldiers. He had already drawn the thieves there. Now he's drawing even John himself. And it is a proof Jesus was put on the cross. And Jesus died at the cross. Next, we need to get the proof that Jesus was buried. It is very important that later there was a man called Joseph of Arimathea. He was part of the council, but he was also a secret disciple of Jesus. He came. He was a disciple. He was a secret disciple because he feared the Jewish leaders. But he came to Jesus and asked for the body. He came to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And Pilate gave the permission. And so Joseph of Arimathea, together with Nicodemus, they can prove that we buried this man in one of the tombs around Golgotha, because it was already time of the preparation of the Jewish Sabbath that was just about to come. And so they could give this, and you cannot argue with the facts. They are the one who also embalmed. They also actually put mixture of aloe and myrrh, about 75 pounds, it's even eaten. They took the body of Jesus, they wrapped it, they put spices, they put it, or they striped it on with the linen, and they did it according to the Jewish customs. So they bear witness that Jesus was buried. Not only that, Pilate can also give permission, can also say, I'm the one who permitted the body to be removed. And the body, one of the body was the body of a man and had washed my hands when they killed him. And so would you argue with Pilate? He was a governor. He was giving a proof that Jesus died. And so what we are saying, dear people, is that there is enough proof that who can testify that Jesus literally died at the cross and was buried. Now, all these people were drawn to Jesus Christ. He said, when I'm lifted up, I will draw these people to myself. Next time when critics says that Jesus was not buried or Jesus was not crucified, give them three proofs. When they say Jesus was not buried, give them enough proofs, because you cannot compete with proof. I know they also be competing even with the resurrection, but you cover that one next time. Lord, give us the courage and remind us of what the scripture says. When we encounter the critics of the cross, that we'll be able to speak to them and tell them Jesus really died, that you give full testimony. We'll call witnesses who can come and give the testimony of what Jesus died for and what he fulfilled, the scripture he had always talked about. In Jesus' name we pray. These people are one, and many of us have been one through this. Secret disciples have been one. Police have been one. Or their hearts have been won. Soldiers have been won at the cross of Jesus. Amen.